Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid at 5-6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his military training prepared him to face high-pressure situations, but nothing prepared him for what waited in that cellar.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, if you have a real ghost story, you know how we love to hear them. So you can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you can do that. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. It's a beautiful day. Took my dog for a long dog walk today. Oh. It's just very nice.
He's a great guy.
He's a good guy. And I got way too bundled up. I was like, It's going to be cold. And I get out there and I'm like, damn, I'm kind of hot.
Well, you know, I had to take my dog to get his teeth cleaned the other day. And I was in Portland, Oregon, getting that done. And I just had time to kill because I don't live in Portland. And the vet calls me to say he's done. And the vet said, your dog is just so sweet and so nice. And I'm like, you are so talking about somebody else's dog, lady. Because my dog was born with the grumpy old man gene. And he has been that since he was 1 year old. So no, you're not talking.
He is a grumpy old man.
Benji, on the other hand, is the exact opposite. He's the nicest that ever lived.
He loves everybody.
Yes.
Speaking of like alternate universe, so the other night I went to a basketball game.
Okay.
A Wichita State game. I like to go to those. And I went to order a Diet Coke at the concession stand. So the girl goes, what size do you want? And I said, how big is the small one? And they go, we don't have smalls. And it was her and this guy who was pouring the drinks. So there's two of them. And I said, oh, so you just have one size drink? And they said, no, we have medium and larges. And I'm like, wouldn't that medium one be a small one then?
And wouldn't the large be a medium or just small and large?
But yeah, wouldn't we just have two sizes? Like, how do you know? I said, well, so which one's which then? Like, they go, this is the medium and this is the large. And I'm like, why don't you just call that one a small? And they go, because it's the medium.
Because it's the medium. That's
so
right.
So I'm like,
and you're like saying it's a medium compared to what though? There's not a bottom end for it.
And if there's no small, how can there be a medium?
Exactly. You can't compare it because there's no small. So how do you say it's a medium as compared to nothing?
And
right?
I was like, I kept giving them opportunities. It was like that weird, it's not paranormal, but I'm also not in the same world as these two people.
Well, and medium, by definition, when you're talking about size, is in between two things.
Right. And so I kept giving them the opportunity because I was like, are you just out of smalls? And they're like, no.
They never did get it.
Medium and large.
How hilarious.
And I'm like, so small is not an option with you guys. No, it's not.
No.
They're dead serious, and it's two of them against me. And so I'm with my friend Lynn, and we walk off, and I go, what was that all about? Like, what was that just me not understanding? Like, was I not making my point that it makes no sense to have a medium and a large if you don't have a small? Like,
I'm telling you, there are times where you just stand there and think, oh, my God. This is where we're going, you know. It's just
it would make sense if the whole thing was we don't have the small cups. That would have made sense. Like, we're out of the small cups, so we're only selling medium and larges. That would have made sense to me. But in reality, the medium one would have been small anyplace else. Yeah. It was a 20-ounce drink.
Oh no, that's not, even funnier.
That's
now.
Not really. Much of a medium. It wasn't even a 32-ounce drink. It was a 20-ounce drink.
That's so funny.
And then I was finished with it by halftime, and I'm like, I wish I'd have gone for the large. Because little did I know, I could have drank the rest of it.
It probably wasn't a large. It was probably an extra medium.
It could have been an extra large, too. We only had medium and extra large. That's all the sizes.
Yeah,
but it was so funny. I just kept like, is it just me? Like, are we not communicating?
But what's so funny to me is, like, they don't get it. Like, they don't see it at all, that how funny it is. Right? It's just amusing.
It was just two against one.
And, like, you and I would do that. Like, we'll just throw it out there and be laughy, you know. That's funny. Ha ha. And they just stand there like, we have no idea what you're talking about.
So, anyway, let's talk about a ghost story. So we've got this one, and it starts off, greetings from across the pond. I've recently discovered your podcast, like many others, I'm sure. I've been absolutely binging it whenever I get the chance. Hearing other people openly share their strange and unexplained experiences finally prompted me to put mine down in words. What I'm about to describe happened when I was serving in the British Army in Germany back in 2007. Even now, all these years later, it still stands out as one of the most unsettling moments of my life. At the time, we were based in older accommodation blocks that had clearly seen decades of use. Every one of these buildings had a cellar, and each cellar was laid out in exactly the same way as if they'd all been built from a single blueprint. They probably had been.
They probably.
A single long corridor ran the full length of the building, with heavy metal doors spaced evenly along either side. Behind each door was a small storage room, bare and functional, with concrete floors and walls that seemed to soak up both sound and light. There was very little natural light down there, just a handful of fluorescent bulbs and a small window, and small windows that never quite managed to push back the shadows. The barracks themselves had history. They were part, I think I might say this right, I might say it wrong, I don't know. They were originally part of a Luftwaffe station. I'm not sure if
I'm
saying
with you on that
Luftwaffe.
One. Yeah, Luftwaffe. That's what I would say, okay. But
so hopefully I'm saying that correctly. And we've been told that some of the buildings had housed German officers during the Second World War. Whether you believe in that sort of thing or not, there was an undeniable atmosphere to the place. You could feel its age. It wasn't just old, it felt used, worn by time and events no one ever really talked about. It was the kind of place where the walls seemed to remember more than they let on. One day, I was tasked with working down in one of those cellar storerooms. Nothing unusual about that in itself. The staff sergeant gave me a quick brief on what needed doing and then left me to it. I didn't think twice about it. This was routine, just another job to get done. I headed down into the cellar and got on with the task, moving equipment, checking items off a list, working steadily toward the end. It was only as I was finishing up that things changed. I stepped out of the storage room into the corridor, and the shift in atmosphere was immediate and overwhelming. There was a sense of oppression, and the air felt heavy. Without any logical reason, I was suddenly hit by the absolute certainty that I was being watched. Not a vague feeling, not a trick of the imagination, a deep instinctive knowing that I was no longer alone down there. My body reacted before my mind could catch up, every nerve on edge, my heart rate spiking. Then, without any warning at all, a blast of freezing cold air hit me. This wasn't a gentle chill or a draft creeping through the corridor. It had direction. It had force. It passed straight through my body like something moving with intent, and it chilled me to my core. The kind of cold that makes your stomach drop and your breath catch. The kind that feels wrong. I can say with complete confidence that it wasn't caused by ventilation or airflow. There was no open door, no change in pressure. This was different. Almost immediately after that, one of the heavy metal doors at the very far end of the corridor slammed shut. The sound echoed violently through the cellar, sharp and loud, like a gunshot. In that enclosed space, it was deafening. That was it for me. I ran the hell out of there. Every rational thought went out the window. I didn't stop to investigate. I didn't try to explain it away. I turned and bolted for the stairs, taking them two at a time, driven by pure adrenaline and the overwhelming need to get out of that place as fast as possible. I've worked in high-pressure environments. I've been in situations where fear is expected, where it's even normal. But nothing I'd experienced before had ever felt like that cellar in that moment. What stayed with me most wasn't just the cold or the door slamming shut, it was the sense of awareness. Whatever was down there knew I was there, and it wanted me to know it too. I don't claim to know what it was. I'm not someone who goes looking for ghosts or explanation beyond reason, but I know what I felt, and I know that place left its mark on me. Thank you for letting me share this experience. I do have others, but they are for another time. I genuinely love the podcast. I appreciate the space you create for people to talk about things they might otherwise keep to themselves. Keep up the great work. As we say in my regiment, fare thee well. And the name on that was kind of funny. It was like Pony the Viking or something like that.
So I love
know.
It.
I don't know who this is, but to end with fare thee well kind of makes me smile.
That's awesome. Ooh. Okay.
And I do feel like that was all that was for a reason. Yeah. You know, it's like that was intent. That well, it was there, it was powerful.
You know, I personally have a hard time going into cellars and doing that kind of thing because I'm claustrophobic. And if I can't see that there's a way out of a place, then I really kind of panic. Like I look around and maybe the windows there were big enough and I could look and go, okay, I could climb out that window. I'm okay. You know, I'm not sure. But when that door shut, I would have lost my mind.
Yeah.
They would have just had to come get me. I would have just been a mess.
But the crazy thing, that isn't even what freaked him out so much.
No. And that would have freaked me out. But, you know, it's one of those situations where you're fine until you're not. And it seemed to me like he was down there working, totally fine. It sounded like he'd been there a while. doing stuff, checking supplies, you know, doing the lists, whatever we were supposed to be doing. And then all of a sudden, it just changed. And that's what gets me about this story, because it wasn't like he was thinking of anything weird. It's not like he thought, oh, this is creepy down here or whatever. He'd already been there for a long time.
Right.
He was totally fine. He just stepped out, and it's like a rug got pulled out from underneath him. Just in that quick, you know, just instance. And then this weird cold blast of air and feeling like somebody was there. Well, that he's being watched, but something was there.
And here's the thing, though. He's in Germany. This is a building from World War II that had been used by, who knows, some kind of military, who knows what rank or level or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But that would have been pretty dark.
Yeah.
You know, whatever happened there was dark.
Yeah.
And, like, because I went to, in Dover, England, the White Cliffs of Dover, back in those cliffs, they have this whole World War II. It was like a bunker, basically. And it's big, but they had some headquarters down there. So, you know, they're undetected, mm-hmm. super hard to find. It was one of the creepiest places I've ever been. You would hate it because it was like a cave. And as you went through, the lights would go off behind you. But it had this feeling about it. You just think at World War II and all the death and the horrificness, you know, like what happened in Germany and, you know, how this, I mean, people can take over for weird reasons and end up in powerful places in government. It was a very, very dark time. So you take the time of when this place was built mm-hmm. and the energy and the things that have happened within its walls. And then, you know, in 2007, that's where you're working. How could that not be left behind?
Yeah. No, I agree. But what gets me is he was perfectly fine. It wasn't like he had been feeling weird. Like you and I would probably feel somewhat nervousy being down there anyway. Mm-hmm. Whether we felt something extra or not, it would just be a place that would kind of get me. So I'm probably not a good measurement as to being in a place like that, but it sounds like he was fine. Just doing his job, doing his work, finished up, step out, boom, something happened.
What's interesting though is that he doesn't talk about previous or post experiences after that one day. So I wonder if he kind of felt it like after that, or was like,
I don't know.
I want to be transferred. Can you get me the hell out of here, please? I can't go through that again.
Yeah, I don't know that paranormal transfers are a thing that they just let you decide to go someplace else because you feel creeped out.
Yeah, they're like, well, Pony the Viking, you can
Pony the Viking,
you can go someplace else.
Well, PV doesn't mean private, I guess. It means Pony the Viking.
I guess so. I don't know. That was a great story, though.
You know, what gets me about it is he was fine till he wasn't. Uh-huh. And that, to me, is a real indicator that something was there.
And I always find it interesting when you're just doing your thing, whatever that thing mm-hmm. might be, and you just all of a sudden, somebody's watching you, and
it's different. You feel all of a sudden
coldness, and he said it went right through him. And so, to me, there's something to that. Like he was fine, and then all of a sudden, something changed.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to our next caller.
I used to work at a Fred Meyer's that used to sit back in the day on the outskirts of the town. And it was built in the 1950s. And it was in the outskirts of the town for the country folk, so they wouldn't have to drive in so far, all the way into town. That's how this Fred Meyer's was situated and has remained, but town has encroached more towards the country as, you know, time has passed and whatnot. And this Fred Meyer's sits beside a busy highway. So it's quite the hotspot. So one night, I was frustrated with home life and frustrated with work, and I had a migraine coming on, and I was working in the basement, cleaning the basement. That's what I did working at this Fred Meyer's, as I was a janitor. And in the basement, there's the employee break room, the store director's office, two employee restrooms, and a janitor's closet, and a fire exit. And that makes up the basement. I was in the break room, and I was cleaning off the tables with, cleaning off the paper plates and cups and cans and put them into the garbages. And I had the big door open to the break room so I could easily get a mop bucket in and out and also let light in. Typically, I would never, ever work in the basement with the lights out. It was a very active space below, right below the women's shoe apparel. That whole section, top floor and bottom floor, is a huge hotspot. I am a psychic and a medium, so when I started working there, I didn't have to have anyone tell me that it was haunted. I already knew. But they tried to keep it hush-hush because it was so active. So I was in the break room, and I was up in between these two walls that were lined with employee lockers. So mind you, I have my back to the door. Out of my peripheral vision, I can see the TV, and it's on. There's a coffee table between the couch and the TV. And I have my back, like I said, to the door, and I'm cleaning off the tables. The energy in the room changed, and the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. And I was like, oh, God, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. No, 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 no. I could tell by the energy I didn't have any choice in the matter. So I took a deep breath and composed myself. I was like, I really don't want to see it. I really don't want to turn around. But I had no choice. So I turn around slowly. I see this past middle age, shorter woman. She wasn't skinny, but she wasn't overweight. But she's shorter than me. She's round, and she has short brown curly hair. And she's wearing a smock and pants. And she was bent over at the waist, looking at whatever was on the coffee table. And as soon as my eyes were on her, she felt me, and she looked over, and she got this look of surprise and, the look on, how O looks on your face, on your mouth. She did that, and she jumped. I couldn't hear her, but I could clearly see her. Her eyes were normal, but she was static, like you see on a 1960s television after the station had been turned off for the night and the national anthem had been playing. She was all static, black and white. But she saw me, and then she just disappeared. Her story was she used to work there, and one night she had a heart attack in the ladies' restroom, and that was her space. That's where she stayed. She'd have good nights and she'd have bad nights. And on the bad nights, if she wanted her space and she didn't want you in the bathroom to clean it, or restroom, sorry, she would slam all the bathroom stall doors. It would be in consecutive order. Just bam, 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 bam. There's four of them. And that was her way of saying, get out. And if you stayed in there too long, then she would get right up in your face, up against your ear, and say, get out. And I'd be like, hey, I'm just trying to do my job. I got to finish the sinks here, and then I'll be right out. And you can have the bathroom to yourself. And she was usually okay with that. We got along pretty well. That's her story. And I have more. I'll call in later. Thank you for what you do.
Okay, so there are some stories where I'm like, how could you stay that calm? Like if that happened and you see this apparition of a woman And you're like, look, I just got to clean the sinks that I'm out of here.
Well,
so
definitely
you got to leave me alone. No, I totally get, like, I think that's a wise approach to take control of it. I can't. I would be like, oh my God, I've got to run.
Yeah, I think in her defense, she said that she's a medium.
So she might actually have more experience.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking too, that she kind of goes through this probably quite a bit. That would be my guess. And she knows that she's seen this woman. It doesn't appear to be threatening to her, you know, to physically harm her or something. So she's like, no, leave me alone. I'm just going to quick do these sinks and then I'm out of here and then I'm done and get out real fast. So I kind of get that. What gets me is I live in a town with a Fred Meyers on the outskirts of town beside a busy highway.
For the country folk, as she said.
Is this my Fred Meyers that she's talking about? But, you know, I have no idea. But it made me laugh when I was like, she kept describing it. And I was like, yeah. Well, I definitely, like you said, I think you and I, and what's funny, in both of these stories, we have this situation where they're fine and then not. And she seemed to be cleaning the break room was fine. And then all of a sudden she said she felt the, you know, the tingling on the back of her neck. And I thought, man, it's just like that in the first story. Was fine. And then all of a sudden felt this weird thing come in.
When I die, I just don't want to have to haunt a Fred Meyers. I just don't.
And in the shoe department, particularly. Yes.
And bothering people as they're trying to clean the sinks. I just think the afterlife could... I just hope there's more to it. That's all.
Me too.
Like, you go through this shitstorm of a life half the time, you know, because everybody's juggling a million things, and you go through grief, and you go through trials and tribulations, and then you get to the end of it. It's like, oh, and by the way, you're going to be at the Fred Meyers.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. Now you can go to the shoe department.
Or you can go into the break room occasionally, too.
And terrorize people who are trying to do their jobs. You can do that. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. What about, like, the lessons I've learned in this life? Isn't there more to this? No.
And then they were like, you just weren't that good. You know, I just got to tell you. You just, you know.
I mean, you didn't really
set
succeed.
Any bars.
You didn't succeed. It was just okay for you. And so, and is there an end limit? Is it like you're going to haunt the Fred Meyers for 250 years? And then after that, you'll get a chance at whatever.
We'll talk
next.
Again.
Yeah. Just stay there. We'll be back for you. And if somebody tries to cross you over, probably won't work.
Yeah. Oh, God. But, yeah, please. There are nightmare scenarios. And yeah, you're right. Probably the Fred Meyers ghost is right up there.
There's just got to be more to it. That's all I have to say about that. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And be a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, you get access to the archive and no commercials. And you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We'll be right back. Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.